My brothers and sisters in Christ, after almost 20 years as a deacon, I am still not surprised when someone comes up to me and asks me how I knew that God was calling me to service as a deacon in the Catholic Church. People are curious. On the other hand, hardly anyone asks me what I do for my outside of the church paying job. And it is interesting that there are still quite a few people who don't know exactly what it is that a deacon does. Well, it's like anything, it's how the Holy Spirit works in the life of a deacon that points him in the direction that his ministry is to take. I think most people would say that becoming a deacon is surely a calling from God. After all, deacons do church stuff. They proclaim the word of God. They administer sacraments. Some are advocates for the poor. Some visit the sick and the lonely and the dying. Some visit prisons. Some find food for the hungry and shelter for the homeless. Some work with troubled youth. Some work for social justice. Some bring comfort to those who have lost loved ones. They listen. They offer encouragement. The deacon is called to service. To whatever form a deacon's ministry is formed, they help people. And as the Blessed Virgin Mary says to all of us, pray without ceasing. Pray, pray, pray. My particular prayer for my ministry is that God will show me how to be his hands and his feet in all those relationships. And on the other hand, I think that most people would not consider what they do for a living is a calling from God. We have this notion that when God calls, he calls people to lives of religious service, that he wants all of us to be priests, deacons, or nuns. And as I wrote this part, I couldn't help but wonder if all of us live together in a religious community, even then, could we get along with each other? And that's something to think about. Now, the fact is that God calls each one of us to lives of service. We are called to live the gospel message, to proclaim the word of God, to be alive and active for the Lord. We are called to our Christian duty to help the poor, to visit the sick and the lonely, to find food for the hungry and shelter for the homeless, to help our children, to work for justice, to bring comfort to those who are hurting, to be good listeners, to offer encouragement, to help people. And our call from God comes to teachers, nurses, plumbers, salespeople, accountants, dancers, students, electricians, those who stay at home, add your own occupation to where you're at life, add that to the list. Each one of us is called. And I think the challenge we are all faced with is to hear God's call. You know, we all have those nudges from God telling us he wants to do something. We know it. And there is no doubt that God does expect much from his creation. You know, but it's easy to be overwhelmed by what we think that God is calling us to do. So we get discouraged and you say, yeah, what's the use? What can I? I'm just one person. What can I do? And even if it is in our best intentions to hear God, it can be hard to hear when he is talking to us. There's a lot of distractions. We lead busy lives and can't seem to find time for our own families or even ourselves, let alone for someone or something else. And so without realizing it, we shut down. You know, and God can be shouting at us and we're still not going to hear him. And it would be nice if God got our attention like in that first reading, and an angel was flying over the head of Isaiah, or by knocking us off our feet like Paul was, or even better like the apostles in today's gospel reading, to physically hear God talking to us. Well, most likely, none of that is going to happen, but what will and what is still happening is God is calling each one of us. When a hurting coworker comes to you for comfort, God is calling you. When you take a minute to say hello to the elderly couple next door, God is talking to you. When you feel the urge to march for the right to life, God is calling you. When you bring food for the food shelf, God is calling you. When you pray for the needy, God is calling. And you know, our lives are filled with God's calls, and we don't always see or realize how it is that we live out the gospel message. And you know, it can be as simple as a good morning, someone we see on the street. It can be as simple as a smile. Can be as simple as a prayer for peace, can be as simple as a can of corn for the food shelf. We don't have to save the world, but we do, each one of us, need to do our part. We need to follow our hearts, our intuitions, our urges, our longings, our daydreams, our feelings, all those things that tug at us, all those things that we do that make our world better, that God calls us to. It may be that God has called you to do great things for his people, and praise the Lord for that. And we should always aspire to do great things for God. But for most of us, our great things will be in those little things we do every day of our lives that define who we are and who God calls us to be. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Call me.